Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tammy Gaskell from the Roelof Janssen Community Library in Copake, New York, and I'm joined by Gretchen Hotchmeyer from the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Connecticut. And today we're going to talk about book clubs. You know, book clubs are kind of a staple of library programs. I don't know that every library has a book club, but certainly many, many do. And there are a number of book clubs that are not affiliated with libraries as well. But I thought we'd start. Gretchen, do you want to tell us what you do at your library?
Sure. We have a very vibrant book club culture here in Sharon. We have three book clubs that the library hosts. We have sort of an official library book club that used to meet on Tuesday evenings. We've been meeting for over 20 years, and it's now shifted to Tuesday afternoons on the first Tuesday of the month. And we have read almost 300 books together. We have a list that we display with reading recommendations for everybody, and we alternate fiction and nonfiction each month. And we choose the titles sort of democratically. Once a year, we have a meeting where people bring their suggestions, and we try to highlight books that are available through interlibrary loan or out in paperback already, so not the latest books. We wait usually about a year after something's come out where the demand has decreased a little so we can get enough copies for everybody. But that's a fabulous group. We always have new members, but we have some members there who've been coming since the beginning, and it grew out of a library program many years ago, and I think the year 2001. So that's our library book group. And then we had a staff member who was very passionate about American history, and a few years ago she started an American history book group that meets once a month. On Wednesday mornings, and they together choose titles, a wide range of topics. I know this month, because of the holidays, they chose something a little shorter to get through, and they're reading A Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway about Americans in Paris, but still focused on Americans. But they delve into some very, very lengthy tomes on all kinds of topics. And then we had another staff member recently who started a really interesting group called Reading with Deeper Eyes, and it's sort of a spirituality-based reading group. And they read novels, nonfiction, all kinds of things, that, and they look at them from sort of a spiritual angle. Very interesting. They're reading The Shepherd's Life by James Rebank this month. And then we also procure books for some other book groups in town. The Sharon's Women's Club has their own literary book club, and they so we have a staff member who will order those books for them. And then I think there are a couple of other groups in town that are kind enough to let us know what they're reading, and then we try to have copies available for them. So it's a great service. And our children's librarian, I should mention, also has an after-school book club at the Sharon Center School right now for younger grades. So that's been a really fun program. What about you, Tammy? I'm sure you have a lot of interesting things happening.
Yeah, we have a number. Club. I mean, yeah, before COVID, there was a group that wasn't officially a library group, but they met in the library. And with COVID and us closing for a while, they moved offsite, and that was a fiction group. So since then, they've continued, and there are other book groups in the area. We always know what they're reading because, yes, we get a lot of holds placed on those books. We see what's coming in. But we have, like you, well, we have a nonfiction book club that meets monthly. It's been meeting for a couple of years now. It meets the third Thursday of each month in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. And every month they decide on the next book that they're going to read. So they don't plan out a full year or 6 months ahead, but every month it's a democratic process to figure out what the next book is. They're skipping December due to the holidays, but in January, on January 16th, they'll be reading Cy Montgomery's The Soul of an Octopus.
That's a great book.
They've read a wide variety of books, from history to biographies to science to economics, you know, a wide variety. So that's a very popular group. But we haven't had a fiction group since before COVID, but we are launching a new fiction book club in January. Two of our staff members have taken that on. And that group will be meeting, the first meeting will be January 15th. They meet Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock. And it will be the third Wednesday evening of each month. And the first book they're going to do is Daniel Mason's Northwoods. So like you, we have to wait a little while before we read a book. It's not the most current book always because you can't get enough copies of those. There are always too many holes on them. So you have to wait a little while. But Northwoods still very popular. And I think there's been a lot of interest expressed in that. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that's great.
We're also doing some larger countywide book groups. So we are part of the Columbia County Libraries Association, and we have been doing, since last year, last spring, we launched a, what we call Zoom Around the World Book Club. It's held on Zoom, and it's about meets the fourth Monday of each month in the evening, and its focus is international authors. So
that's great.
For their next book group, they're going to be reading Yoko Ogawa's Mina's Matchbook, a book about an affluent Japanese family, family secrets, and formative childhood moments. That book came out in 2006, but just was released in English translation this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's been a lot of interest success in that book as well. So that's, if you're interested in exploring the world in a different way, that's one way to do it. And we also... not quite the same as a book group, but we're going to be doing a community read, which we've done before, but this will be a countywide community read next spring on Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. There's a young reader edition of that as well, so we're hoping to include young people as well as adults. So we're hoping to get as many people in the county reading the book together and discussing it, and we'll be holding programs around that book.
That's great. How did they decide on that title? Was it did librarians have input as
to
what you'd be reading?
Yes, we came up with a list. We wanted something that had a young reader edition, if possible, also a Spanish edition, if possible, to be able to include as many people, and trying to figure out what we thought would have wide appeal in the community. We think that this will, especially since she just had a new book come out. The Service Buried just came out this month. So, and it's a topic, the subtitle of the book, if you're not familiar with it, is Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Wisdom of Plants, which tells you a bit of what it's about. And I think that is a topic that resonates with a lot of members of our rural community here. So we're hoping for a wide interest in that.
That's great. Yeah, there are a lot of things you can do around that book, so that should be really interesting.
Yeah, I think there should be a lot of interesting programs we can do.
I think the great thing about book clubs is that they force one to read things they might not otherwise read in a good way, right?
Yes.
Our Tuesday evening group, we all come with things we'd like to read. They don't all get chosen. And I sort of think that the main thing that people say every month, one or two people will say, I'm so glad that you guys picked this because I never would have read it on my own. And I really enjoyed it, or I really learned something. So it's a great way, if you're not sure what to read next, it's great to get involved with the book club and to widen your horizons. We did our Tuesday group did a sort of mini version of your countywide Zoom around the world. We did translated fiction this fall. So sometimes we have a little mini theme as well, or we might do a biography one month of an author and then read their novel or short stories the next month or something like that. Or we might even watch a movie. There's a famous movie version of a book we've read, something to tie in with it. So there are all kinds of things you can do with book clubs, and it's a great way to get out and see people. We too were on Zoom all through. The American History group, I think, was on Zoom during the pandemic, and our Tuesday group met regularly throughout the pandemic, and it was terrific. It was a challenge to get people back in the library actually afterwards, but I'm happy to say we're all meeting back in the library, so that's good.
So we've done And another form of book group we've been doing is reading and discussion programs, we call them. They're sort of time limited. So we did one last spring, summer, 6 months, for 6 months, called Land, Liberty, and Loss, Echoes of the American Revolution. And what we did was we read one book per month. These are pretty long and substantial books, mostly nonfiction that examined the American Revolution and its antecedents and legacies by focusing on the relationship between the settlers, the Native Americans, and the environment, especially in New York State. And that sort of group we've done a few times on other topics. We did women's suffrage 1 year. We did aging 1 year. This year, I'm trying to organize one that's on sustainability for 2025, on how different authors and communities understand the meanings of that word and how they try to implement it in their lives and communities. So those are opportunities to look at a topic with a sustained group of people and read some things. Often in these, I get the same comment. I never would have read this stuff otherwise. You know, it was really interesting.
Right.
You know, you pushed me to read some things I wouldn't have.
Right. Yeah, that's really great.
And the social aspect is very important as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you find that sometimes the best discussions are when you have some people who really didn't like the book, particularly fiction, I think. You need people. It can't just be a love fest of a great book that everybody loves. It's not as interesting, the discussion, I find. It's really good when there's some people who really didn't like it, and you can really talk about it.
I agree.
To them and what didn't. Yeah.
It's always interesting hearing different people's perspectives on the same work.
Exactly.
People come to it with different backgrounds and different interests.
And somebody inevitably says something that never dawned on me while reading the book, right? It's like, wow, I never thought of that. So so it's a really, really great way to engage more people at the library.
Yeah.
So I hope more people come and join our groups. They're always welcome.
Yes, they're always welcome. So speaking of books, so what books are most popular in your library these days?
We've had some interest in the National Book Award winners that were announced last week, particularly Orbital by Samantha Harvey, the winner for, did she win that? She did.
I believe she won the Booker, yes.
The Booker.
Yeah,
The Booker.
Yeah.
The Booker. It was James Percival Everett, who won the National Book Award. That's right.
Yeah.
So James continues to be very popular. It has been all along as it rakes in all these awards, well-deserved. And the Orbital, you're right, for the Booker. We've had some requests for that. The sequel by Jane Hance Corlitz, which is the sequel to The Plot, which came out a few years ago, came out a few months ago. That is still popular. And the Claire Keegan books, particularly the Small Things Like These, as that new movie is going to be out very soon, or may be out already, I'm not sure. And I think I just read yesterday that Oprah picked it for her book club, and it's a holiday set story. And her writing is incredible. I recommend her books to everybody, but those continue to be popular. How about over in New York?
Similar. I mean, we have seen that interest in Orbital by Samantha Harvey since her winning of the Booker for that title. And then we still have Liz Moore, God of the Woods, Sally Rooney's Intermezzo are still leading the holds list as far as numbers of holds on them.
Yep.
And what are you reading?
I was just going to mention that all the best books of the year lists are out. You know, what you think of them is, you know, who knows, right? Everybody has different opinions, but it's also a good way to find your next read. The New York Times and The New Yorker and NPR has a list, and pretty much every publication has a list, and their lists online. And they have their, you know, recommended books for the whole year, and then they usually all pick out about 10. So it's interesting to always look and see what's on all the lists and where the differences are. You can find some unusual good things. And I'm reading, or I just finished, a book I loved called Beautyland, a novel by Marie-Hélène Bertino. And I hesitate to say anything about it. It's one of the books that it's the kind of book I think people should just read. It's not too long. It's beautiful writing, and it's really, it's a coming-of-age story, I'll say that, of a young woman, an unusual young woman, and it's really about sort of figuring out who you are and where you belong and the meaning of home, and that's all I'm going to say, because I think if I say more, some people won't be interested, but it's great. And how about you?
Well, I just finished, speaking of James by Percival Everett, I just finished reading Erasure, which I had not read in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And Erasure is the book that the movie American Fiction is based on, which I have not yet seen. But so Erasure is a story of a black English professor who is struggling against sort of stereotypes and expectations placed upon him as a black writer. You know, what sort of writing should he do? So it deals with themes of racial identity and literary authenticity and the frustration of constantly being defined by one's race. I highly recommend it. If you haven't read Percival Everett yet, you should definitely pick up one of his titles.
Yeah, and that book was published almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's not a new book now.
Right, which is interesting because it's very prescient, I think, and there have been other books that, you know, take that same issue on now, like Yellow Face by R.F. Kuang and some other ones. But it's he's really terrific, and I recommend the movie. I have seen the movie as well, and it's quite good for an adaptation.
And what do you have coming up at your library? I know December can be a busy month for the holidays.
Yes, we have a special visitor coming on Saturday. You can probably guess who that is. Santa is coming to the library. And we have a traditional celebration the first Saturday in Sharon. Lot of activities going on in town. And we have Santa here from 2:30 to 4:30. We also have our annual holiday cookie contest. So we invite patrons and Sharon residents to bring us 24 cookies of a recipe of their choice, along with a list of the ingredients. And we have a patron judged cookie contest. And we have prizes for the best adult baked cookie, the best child baked cookie, and the most beautiful or prettiest cookie. It's a lot of fun. And we have cocoa, and there are children's activities, a lot of crafts set up for the kids. A lot of holiday books are out. And then at 5 o'clock, the town tree is lit outside. And then the festivities continue next door at the Historical Society after the tree lighting. So it's a fun afternoon in Sharon. And then there's a beautiful tradition in Sharon. The fire department sells luminaries that are put all around our town green and lit on Saturday evening that are purchased in honor and in memory of people. And the entire green is illuminated with these small bags with candles in them, and it's really beautiful. So Saturday should be a lot of fun. And other than our regular activities, we don't have any special weekend activities planned as we get ready for the holidays after this weekend. But we have backgammon every Thursday at 1 o'clock, and we have knitting at 3 o'clock on Thursdays, any kind of needlecraft that people would like to bring with them to do. We still have yoga on Tuesday mornings. And next Tuesday afternoon, we have a meeting of our volunteer guild, which is our friends group, from 4 to 5, and we invite people who are interested in learning about how they can support our work at the library and what sort of initiatives we have led by volunteers. We invite them to join us next Tuesday at 4. What about you guys? What are you doing for the holidays?
So we are also busy this weekend. We have on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have a marionette performance of The Last Dragon by the puppet people, which we've had before. They're fabulous. A spectacular performance for all ages, kids of all ages, and adults of all ages.
That's great.
Always enjoy it. So that's based upon a fairy tale, and it deals with the issues of friendship, discrimination, self-esteem, all these important topics. The following weekend is our friends have an annual holiday book, cookies, and soup sale to support the library. So they have many, many volunteers busy making cookies and soup that they will sell. You can take home boxes of cookies or soup or stay for lunch, either way.
Sounds great.
A wonderful, fun time for supporting, and it all goes to support the library. The following day, so that's Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th, from 11 to 2. And then on Sunday, we're not normally open on Sunday, but we are going to be open that Sunday afternoon for a holiday centerpiece making workshop. That program does require registration, since we have to limit it so that we have the right number of supplies. So there are still a few spots available, so if you're interested, contact the library. That is led by one of our volunteers who's a master gardener, and she will guide you in making a beautiful centerpiece. We provide all the supplies, so you're welcome to bring little things that you have that you want to, ornaments or whatever that you'd like to add to it. We have our monthly cookbook club. We'll be meeting on the 21st, Saturday the 21st, Saturday before Christmas, and they are doing holiday dishes, not surprisingly. And over the winter break, we're doing a few film screenings for children. We're going to be screening Frozen on Monday, the 23rd, at noon. And then later in the week, on the 26th in the evening, at 5 o'clock, Thursday evening, we'll be screening Little Women. So something to do for the families during that spring, during that winter break, not spring.
Excellent. Yeah, we're going to show the Muppet Christmas Carol in the same vein on the 27th at 5:30 on Friday the 27th. So it'd be good to get out of the house and do something fun like that.
Okay. Well, I think we can wish everybody a happy December and a happy holidays, and we'll be back in January.
Excellent. Happy holidays to you, and everybody support your library in your year-end giving.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.